Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 tonight. I do appreciate the Lord and His goodness. Appreciate the help and the hope that we have and our confidence that's in Him. Amen. We put our confidence in us. You put your confidence in me. I'll let you down. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, but I will. I'm glad we've got a Lord and a Savior who's never failed us, and He never will. Amen. Praise His holy name. Matthew chapter number 17. If you have your Bible and want to stand with and on the reading of God's Word, 17, begin reading at verse 14. And the Bible says, "When they were come down to the multitude, there came to Him a certain man kneeling down to Him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falls into fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' And Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why could we not cast him out?' And Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.'" Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we thank you today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the help and the hope, God, that you give us. God, we ask you, Lord, that you just touch us this evening. God, we thank you for your sweet spirit that's with us, that's abiding in our heart. Thank you for the good songs, Lord, that we've lifted up our voices to you and you've received. And God, I thank you for the touch, God, you had on our lives. God, the way you move upon us, the way that you give us, God, direction and help and hope and comfort. God, we thank you for the prayers that you've answered, Lord, that we've lifted up. And we thank you for just hearing them, Lord, in the portals of glory. And God, and moving upon them, God, to perform that. And only you can do. And God, we give you the praise and glory for it. God, we ask you now, God, you touch our hearts this evening. Help us, God, to realize that we still need an empowerment from on high. That we have no power within ourselves to do anything. But God, we're so thankful. We're so confident, Lord, this evening that we have all power in heaven and earth because of the power that you have to manifest to us. And God, we ask you, Lord, you begin to manifest that power this evening. Give us the strength and hope and the help that we have, a confidence in the Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and our God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God, we'll bow our heads and we'll thank you. We'll praise you. We'll thank you for all you do. And we'll ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while, if I can, this evening on this thought, the power of God. The power of God. Now I want you to think on this. Now Jesus has been up on the mountain. The transfigurations happened and he comes back down off the mountain. And he's at the foot of the mountain and this chaos is taking place. And this man is there who's got a young son who's literally just full of devil. Amen. He's so full of devil it's made him crazy. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot of folks in this country, this world today that we live in that's full of the devil. Amen. They're lunatics. They're crazy. Amen. And it's because of the devil. They're sore vexed, just like this fellow was. The devil's got a hold of them, and he's taking them and using them, and he's tearing them and abusing them. Amen. A lot of times we want to say, well, it's this or that or another. I want to say it ain't nothing but the devil. Amen. Amen. It's sin that causes a lot of the problems today. But as you look at this and see, I got to think today that the disciples had been empowered, Justin, to take care of situations like this. God had already given them the power to deal with this kind of situation. Can I say this tonight, that you and I have been empowered to deal with this kind of situation? Amen? You say, preacher, what do you mean? I said, we've been saved, born again. We've been filled with the Spirit, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have the power to overcome the obstacles that we face. The disciples were given the power. If you'll look back over in Matthew chapter number 10, in verse number 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1, Bible said, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power, now watch this, against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Amen. He said that Jesus had called the 12 to Him and He had empowered them so they had the power. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why didn't they use it? Because we have to have the power to use it. Amen. God gives us a power when He saves us. When the Holy Ghost of God moves into our heart, He gives us that power in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. But we have to have the power to use the power that He gives us, or the power's worthless. A power that's not used is no power at all. Amen. It's time that the church became empowered again with the power from on high. Amen. He said He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. But now look at Matthew chapter 10, verse number 8. He said, to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus, praise God, He empowers His disciples. Amen. He gives them the power to take care of the situations that's in this world that they would encounter along the way. Now I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you think Jesus loved those disciples a bit more than He loves you and I? Do what? No. The Bible says He can't love them more. His love, praise God, His love is the same for all of us. So He loved them the same, so He gives us the same power. But what happened? How come they? Where did they lose their power? Why could they not manifest that power that God had given them? Amen? But the Bible tells you, because of unbelief. Amen? Unbelief. Sometimes we just don't believe it'll happen. How many times do we pray and we pray and we beg and we ask God, but we really don't believe that it could happen? Sometimes it's just that what we're asking for, what we need, is just so immense, it's so big, it's so tremendous that it just seems like there's no way possible that it could happen. Amen? How many's been there? Amen? You think, well, it can't possibly happen, it's just too big. I want to ask you a question. Is there anything impossible with God? How do you know that? Because God Himself said there is nothing impossible with God. Amen? In other words, He says, there's nothing impossible with me. He said, I'm the God of impossibilities. Amen. But you know what the problem is? Because of unbelief, a lot of times we don't go to God believing that He can. Amen? Believing that God is able, that He is that God of impossibilities, that He is the power of those that believe. But we got to believe. The Bible says if we pray believing, you shall receive. And He didn't say that you might or you could. He said if we pray believing, we shall receive. So what's wrong with our prayer life? We need the power of God. The power of God comes from faith in God. We're going to run up against obstacles every day of our life. Hello? You and I will run up against obstacles every day in our life that we cannot circumpass. We can't get past. We can't get around. We can't go above or above. Praise God. But we'll run up against them, and we're going to need some help. Amen? And we're going to have to learn to put our faith and trust in God, ask Him to help us every day from the time we get out of bed till the time we pull our head and watch over us while we sleep. I don't know about you, I don't want to even dream things that's contrary to God. Amen? Amen? I don't want to even dream things that's contrary to God. I want my thinking to be pure even in my sleep. Amen. Praise God. Holy. But had a lack of power because of unbelief. And because of unbelief, they had a lack of power. Amen. They wasn't putting their faith and trust in the Lord. What happens when our faith is weak? What happens when we have moments of unbelief? Amen. It makes us weak. Amen. The old saying is, if you you get away from the Word of God for 1 week, W-E-E-K, it makes you weak, W-E-A-K. We all need to be fed by the power of God. Isn't it? Human beings, we're weak and frail peoples. And we need the power of God. We need the presence of God, His Holy Spirit, in our hearts and our lives every day. Start with Jesus, praise God. I believe in my heart. If you start with Jesus, praise God, you can finish with Jesus. Amen. Lifting Him up. But because they were weak in their faith, praise God, it robbed them of their power. Amen. Praise God. When they needed power, they didn't have it. So what's required to have power? But to have power, we got to have faith. We got to believe that we can't, but God can. Amen? We got to believe that God is in power. He is in power. And it's not about, now listen to you, it's not about a small faith or a big faith, but it's just about faith. It's about believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Realizing that He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. He's the God of glory. And He tells us that they comes down off of this mountain and they come to Him and they can't cast Him out. And He says these words to them. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. So Jesus, He says, He calls them a faithless generation. He said, well, preacher, these disciples, I thought they were believers. They are. But their faith is weak. Amen? What happens, I believe a lot of times, we're believers, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know He died for us, He rose again from the dead, victorious over death, that He shed His blood for us on Calvary, praise God. We have faith to believe it, but sometimes our faith gets weak. Amen. But whether it be weak or whether it be strong, praise God, we need to stay with the faith. We need to stay with what we know. Stay with this blessed old King James Bible. Believe it with all of our heart, praise God. And even when we don't understand, say, praise God, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. Those obstacles come. They'll hit you day by day. They'll hit you left and right. But praise God, when you stay with God, things seem to be different. Amen. The Bible teaches us here, the Lord does. And they said, the disciples asked Him, said, Lord, why could we not cast him out? I said, why couldn't we cast this devil out? Said, you give us power. You told us we could. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Amen. He said, there's a smidgen of unbelief in you that keeps you from having the ability to overcome the obstacles that you face. Amen? So we can't be caught in unbelief, praise God. We can't be caught with our faith down. We have to keep our faith in Lord Jesus Christ and keep trusting Him to make the difference. We see this story plays out. Amen? Jesus says in 13:31, He's talking about the parable now. He's talking about this mustard seed. In Matthew 13:31, He says, another parable put He forth unto them, saying, Matthew 13:31, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, and which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Amen. He said, the king of heaven, that being a child of God. I like that Braxton that Sunday morning, praise God. He got here and prayed and asked God to forgive him of his sins and to come into his heart. And praise God. I got up and I said, Braxton, can you tell us what happened, what took place? And I feared he'd say, well, I asked Jesus to forgive me, or I asked Jesus to save me. Praise God, he didn't say that. He stood right up here just as bold as could be. And he said, I became a child of God. Amen. Pray, I about had me a spell. I thought about that all week. From out of the mouth of babe, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I'm not just saved. I'm not just forgiven of sin. He said, praise God, I've become a child of the King. Glory, hallelujah. I'm a child of God. Amen. Amen. Where our faith gets weak is we forget that we're a child of God. If we just count on God forgiving us our sins, the old devil will take us back to them. Hello? But when we realize, praise God, that just a little bit of faith, just hanging on the faith of the truth of God's Word, and when we ask Him to forgive us our sins, He did. He adopted us in. He birthed us into the family of God, and we become a child of God. Amen. Gives us special circumstances. Praise His holy name. In favor with God. The Bible tells us in Luke 13, Luke chapter 13, verse 18, He gives this parable again. He said, Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? Whereunto shall I resemble it? Amen. He says, it is like a grain of mustard seed. Now watch this, which a man took and cast into his garden. And it grew and it waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Amen. He said, what is the kingdom of God likened to? He said, what can I liken to? What can I make a give you an example of? Amen. In Mark chapter number 4. In Mark chapter number 4, the Bible says this in verse 30. Mark chapter number 4, verse 30, he said, I'm Jesus, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. So the Lord tells us here, praise God, in the Gospels about this grain of mustard seed. And listen, it's not, Mark says it's the least. Luke said it's a small seed. But praise God, it don't matter about the size of it. It don't matter if you've got a little faith or a lot of faith. He said, but what happened? He said, we've got to hang on to our faith. We've got to hang on to the truth that we know. Amen. That's why the Lord would tell him here in Matthew 15. Can you understand why we get so discouraged in this world because of the little faith that we have? Sometimes it's no faith at all. Because I think sometimes our faith is put in the wrong places. Amen? And they asked him why they couldn't cast that. He said, because of your unbelief. He said, for verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now listen to me. He didn't say big faith. He didn't say little faith. But he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Have you noticed what I've read to you in these verses? I got a hold of this yesterday. I about had me a spell. Amen. One of them Holy Ghost spells. See, it wasn't about the size of that seed. It'd been the smallest of seeds. But it was about that little bitty seed, praise God, and when God took it, when the master took it, when the person took it, when they put it into the soil, that little seed, praise God, it didn't question it, it didn't address it, it didn't do anything with it, praise God. God put it in that soil, and it took what God gave them, it accepted it, praise God, and give God, it began to reach up and give God glory, and as it gave God glory, God began to run little roots down from it, and before you know it, that least and the smallest of the thing, praise God, grew up to be a great big tree. Amen. It's not about the size, but praise God, it's about the power of God in it. It's about just taking what God does, what God gives, and believing on Him. Trusting God. Amen. Thing about that little mustard seed, it didn't know not to. Amen. It never went through the higher educations and never studied the great intellects of the world. I told somebody today, we're sending our kids off these highfalutin colleges and we're getting a bunch of idiots back. Amen. They're coming back and they think they know more than everybody. They know more than Papa and Mama. They know more than Mom and Daddy. They know more than and their pastor, they know more than everybody else, praise God, and they're crippled too high for crutches because they get out there and they forget about God. Amen. That little grain of mustard, praise God, it didn't doubt, it didn't question God. It just took that it was, and praise God, took where God put it, and he just began to sprout out and grow. Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. That's what God does. God says, hey, it's cause of unbelief. You just don't believe who God is, who what he made you to be, and that he's there to help you. Amen. Small, praise God. Grow in faith. Grow in faith, praise God, and be mature in faith. Amen. See, ain't it amazing how the older you get, the more you realize you need God? Amen. There's time in my life I thought I could probably make it without him. Guess what? No. I couldn't make it. The most miserable time of my life when I tried to make it without God. But he said, if you have faith, it's a grain of mustard seed. That's what Jesus says. Said, you shall say unto this mountain. Now listen to this. This is amazing to me. I was thinking about it when I was reading this. I can just imagine. Now they're on Mount Tabor. They've done went up to the Transfiguration. Amen. It's the same mountain where they fought against Barak and Sisera and all them where battles have taken place. And Jesus goes up on the mountain with Peter and John, and they go up there and they're there in the Transfiguration, and he comes down off of that mountain. Amen. And Brother Billy, there at the foot of Mount Tabor, God Almighty, this fellow comes running up and he said, Lord, help me. My little old boy's a lunatic. Said, the Lord, he's crazy. He's full of the devil and I don't know what to do with him. Said, the disciples can't touch it. Jesus said, oh, faithless generation. He said, what can we do? He said, if you had grains, he said, because your unbelief, you can do nothing. He said, your faith needs to be strong in the Lord, realizing, praise God, it's going to be God and not you. Amen. I can do nothing, but God can do all things. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you have a faith, as grain mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, now watch this, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Now they're standing there at the foot of Mount Tabor, that great big mountain, 1880, I forget, in my Bible college, 1882 feet high, I think, is the height of it. It sits out with me and Teresa got sitting when he was over there. Amen. And he's standing there at the foot of that mountain. He says, hey, listen, you fellas. He said, if you have faith, the grain of mustard, you shall say unto this mountain. Now, can you imagine as the Lord points at Mount Tabor? Praise God, it's rising up in the horizon behind him. He said, say it be removed and moved over yonder. Amen. And he said, if you have faith to believe, if you've got to have power of God on you, he said, you can say that and it'll be gone. Amen. You know what I believe at that point? Just I believe if Jesus would have said, mountain, go over yonder. It would have been like one of them crazy movies you've seen where a hand comes down and just pushes that mountain down to where it's flat, and as he pushes it down here, it pops up over here. Amen. Amen. I want to say that's what God says. If we have the power of God and we have faith to believe, God will take that mountain out of the way, praise God. That's hindered your progress for now, glory to God. He'll take it out of the way and he'll move it somewhere else. Amen. He said, if we just have faith, put our faith and trust in the Lord, not in ourselves. Amen. He said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now I ask you again, did Jesus love those disciples more than us? No, it's impossible. So he says, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just believing faith, trusting faith, amen. No questions asked, just believe in God. He said, nothing shall be impossible to you. But he says, how be it this kind? The kind with the devil in them. He said, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. He said, in order to have this power with God, he said, you've got to pray and you've got to fast. And he said, in other words, he said, you got to break away from things sometimes. You know, fasting ain't about starving to death for a month or you know, praise God. It's about just setting aside some time with God and praying and talking to Him, communicate, meditating, and calling upon the Lord. Amen. When we got problems, we got a great big obstacles in our way, we come with faith before God. We take some time and we pray and we seek God's faith and we ask Him to help us. Amen. To manifest Himself. Show us what He'd have us to do. Give us the help that we need for that situation. Amen. And then the God of glory, the power of God, He said, come down on us when we pray and we fast and we have faith. It's not a big faith. A big faith. It's not a little faith. But it's just faith. To believe what God says. Amen? Amen. Growing faith. Praying faith. Fasting faith. Believing on the Lord. Maturing faith. The kind of faith that God gives us. Wants us to have. You say, preacher, why are you preaching on this? Because we need faith. The days and the hours that we live are waxing worse and worse, just like Paul said it'd be. Everywhere around you, people's lost their minds. Amen? People running over each other. Just crazy stuff. Stuff like we never thought we'd see in society. Amen? But God says, what you need now, said, you just need to have some faith. You just need to pray. You know what's going to change all this? Prayer and faith, believe and trust in the Lord. It's going to take faith. It's going to take the power of God in our lives to get us through all these situations. Amen. But He said if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, He said we can say unto this mountain, be ye removed. And praise God, it'll be removed. Removed hence to yonder place. Amen. Those mountains, praise God, that's looming ahead of us, that's hindering our approach to God. Amen. We can pray, say, Lord, I need you to move this mountain out of the way. So I can get a little closer to you. You know what will happen? That mountain, it'll be gone. God Almighty will give you a direct access into the portals of glory, into the presence of the Lord. He said, if we just come in faith, believing, nothing doubting. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, we can't be doubtful people. He said, we've got to be believers. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said that we can't do nothing without Him. But he said, Paul said, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. The empowerment from God, the power of God, because we come with faith believing. In another place, we have this same story, and the father says, he said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You know what that father was asking? He said, Lord, make my faith strong. Amen. Make what I know strong. Implant it not in my head, but in my heart. Make it a strong, make it a practical faith that I can believe and trust in. The Lord said, the power of God tonight is a practical faith, believing and trusting in the Lord to do everything that we can't because He loves us. Amen? Because He loves us. Praise His holy name.